City League sports fans, come on, here we go. We got a special one today in the Legacy Lounge. We got some wrestlers, man. I think wrestlers, for all the listeners, before I even introduce this group of fine people here with me, I think wrestlers are supposed to be tough. Man. These guys are bright smiles and friendly. We're going to find out how tough they are. But we got wrestlers of Marion Franklin in the Legacy Lounge studio. Talik Black is joining us. Aris Billingsley, Coach Floyd Sisko. You know, both of you are seniors, but we found out in pre-discussion here, we got the elder statesman senior, and we got the baby. We got the baby senior. So baby senior, you go first, man. Say hello, introduce yourself. Say hello to everybody here in Columbus,
what's
man.
What's going down? Aris Billingsley, 157 weight class.
Ooh. Yeah. He put the 157 on there for us today. Yes, indeed.
Talik Black. You know, I wrestle 65 and 75, but 65 for the most part.
Okay. Yeah, they got into the details before we was even ready for that. But yes, indeed, come on, Coach, say hello to everybody.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's Coach Sisko over here, head coach at Marion Franklin High School Wrestling.
Coach Sisko over here. Coach Sisko been around Marion Franklin Southside for a long time. We'll get to that. I want to dive right in with this because I want listeners to, like, we're going to warm them up a little bit, right? Y'all started off with your weight class. We'll go over to Elder Statesman. Share with them, Talik, a little bit about, like, there's multiple weight classes in wrestling. And this season for you, you wrestled mostly what weight pound, what weight class?
75.
So that's 175, not 75. I know he might look a little small on TV, folks. He's talking about 175, right? So 175 pounds. And last year, kind of in your junior season, you were doing 157s and 165, something to that nature.
So basically over...
Yeah, because that's what I want to know, man. Yeah. What happened in 1 year, man?
Yeah, I gained so much weight off the offseason. I came in, Sisko was like, you should wrestle. I'm like, all right. I came in at what, like 50, 60, 65?
Hold on. You jumped way back into the history real quick. You said you came in... You talking about you came in as a freshman or you
came
in
as
last
a junior.
Year? As a junior. So you transferred last year. Okay, you came in as a junior. Mm-hmm. Coach comes to you and says you should wrestle, and he starts you off at 150s, something?
No, he came in about 165.
Okay.
165, yeah. So then during the season, he said it would be best if you dropped to 57, because who was our 65 last year, Aris?
Okay, so kind of a flip-flop a little bit.
Flip-flopping. Okay. So then I wrestled 57, came a champion first year. Everybody was like, I got talked to about City League champ. I'm like, what's that? And I seen it previously. I seen him won it last year before
hold
I joined.
On, you never wrestled before until last year?
Till last year.
Oh, hold on, everybody. Hold on, everybody. First off, then, hey, Sisko, blessings to you. I say that in all sincerity. Because when you can build a relationship with a young person in a sport that they've never done before, especially something like wrestling, because I don't know what you can say to a kid to be tough enough to say, hey, you should come in here and allow somebody to slam you around on this mat. And you have to be enough, you know what I mean, enough composure and poise to not lose your wits about yourself.
Absolutely.
So for a young person that's never wrestled before, kudos to you being able to build that relationship with him. So your first time out, wrestling time. Cities, go ahead. I'm sorry, but I had to share that because listeners needed to hear. Like that's really special, man. I respect you.
Yes, sir.
But I see you differently right now. Yeah. Real talk, I do.
I appreciate it.
I see you differently to be able to build that relationship with a young person, because that's the work. That's the gift of coaching right there. Like, you know what I mean? That's the gift of coaching right there. You know, but going back to you. Somebody told you about cities. Let's get
somebody
back to
Somebody told me about cities. I'm like, what's that? And they was like, yeah, it's like a team.
Where are you from?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
You grew up at? What side of the city?
I grew up everywhere. I lived on the west side, the south side, east side.
What elementary schools did you go to?
I went to Highland and I went to Walkins Elementary.
Okay. All right.
So,
great.
Yeah, I grew up around Southfield.
You got a good energy about you, man. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So then, cities come. People who've been wrestling longer than me, I'm whooping them.
Okay.
Whooping them. Came a champ. And then this year, I gained like 5 pounds, came in at 175. I was comfortable there. So, like, the beginning of this wrestling season, I started at 75 because it was more comfortable for me. So then that's like, I took some time off. Then Sisko was like, dropped to 65. Even though it's uncomfortable, I'm going to do it. You know, I love wrestling. So I'm going to do anything I got to do to win. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm wrestling 65 now. It's pretty tough. It's pretty tough losing weight.
Yeah, yeah. Because well, when you share, and I know in wrestling, weight is obviously really important. We're going to stay in this space for a second, Coach. Now I'm going to come to you. What did you see that made you say, "Hey, man, wrestle"?
So when I go to recruit kids, I go to look at, you know, athleticism, work ethic, and, you know, determination.
Okay.
You know, I like to look at kids that like
to win. Is that what a wrestler has to have? They got to have a little determination?
Determination is key, especially when you're wrestling. Like he said before, you're in a city league, you're going to wrestle a bunch of kids, like, out of conference that have been wrestling since they were kids.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we're at a gap to where we have to push 10 times harder.
Yeah, because there's club sports in every sport. So
absolutely.
You get that where some kids have been at it 7, 8, 9 years by the time they get to high school.
Exactly. So, okay. Just seeing his work ethic, his athleticism, his determination to win and not want to lose.
Yeah.
And that's the main things I look for, and I've seen it. And on a football field, I kind of seen, okay, I see some abilities that could, you know, transfer over from football to wrestling. And also knew that he was a football player first. I'm like, okay, a defensive football player.
Right.
Let me go ahead and better you in football. Make you a better tackler, make you more aggressive.
Certainly.
Better footwork and everything. So that's kind of what I
So seen. You approach him and say, hey, man, let's wrestle. And he says, come on, let's get it.
Yep.
Just blindly, I'm going to follow you, Coach. Let's go to the promised land.
Trust the process.
I love that. We're going to come back to that in a moment. Determination. We're coming over here to you, Eric. So tell me a little bit about, man. Like, so last year you were 65s and you went down 57s. What's going on over here in your wrestling world?
Man, I had a lot going on, really.
Yeah.
Last year, I didn't finish out the season.
Okay.
I ended up quitting.
Okay.
Because that came with a determination, too.
Okay.
I was going through some things, didn't really have it all together.
Yeah.
And then...
Hey, that's huge for you to be able to say as a young person and be comfortable in admitting that, man. There's a lot of young people who walk away from opportunities, walk away... Something that's been a theme of my show, man, and I'm leading the charge on this, not just in Central Ohio, but leading the charge because I do a lot of research. But one of the biggest things that we continue to see in your generation is that we haven't taught you all how to be resilient. Mm-hmm. We allowed generations to get comfortable with just quitting and walking away when it gets a little tough. It's huge for you to sit here today with us, and I appreciate, really, sincerely, I appreciate you sharing that you walked away. You had some stuff going on, but to come back the next year, so you come back, you walk away last year because you was good last year.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you was good. So what was your record last year?
I don't even remember.
What was Coach, you remember? Give us a ballpark.
At the top of my head, I don't remember.
Give me a ballpark,
15 and 8?
Yeah.
So
you were doing well.
Yeah.
And then you walked away, and then this year, you come back, right?
Came back with a whole different mindset, though.
10 times better.
I came back because really the only reason I actually did come back was because of Cisco.
Oh, wow, man. What you do? You done propped him up, man. Where y'all going after this to eat, man? What y'all got? Roosters on the page?
Unfortunately, we cannot eat.
You still got wrestling going on. Yeah, y'all stuck, man. You propped y'all up to say all these nice things about it. Come on, man. You can't do that, Coach. You can't pre-plan them. But no good. So Coach comes to you, man?
Yeah, it's like, it's not even that. It's once you see your coach not giving up on you, it's a whole different story. You know what I mean? It's like
all right, Cisco. You okay, man?
Like even times of this season, like sometimes I always had trouble with just sticking with it. And Cisco helped me through those times. Even when I just didn't want to wrestle, he'd say, "If you need to take a day off, take a day off." I played 4 sports throughout the whole
high
school. Stayed busy.
Yeah. Like every day after school, you're sticking around for something. You're a 7. We call kids that play multiple sports, and I say this all the time. You a 7-7 guy almost basically because you get there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and on a lot of days you leaving at 7 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
Just there all day long when you play multiple sports. Every day when school gets out, you're there after school, you're either doing a practice, you're doing a study table, then a practice, and the world doesn't know how much you put in. You know what I mean? Like, people just don't understand. That's why I think student-athletes and being one is the best gift you can give yourself because you learn so much about yourself. Putting yourself out there and being involved in something, you learn so much. So this year, challenges... Coach Cisco helps you through them.
Oh, for sure. Helped me way through them. And then that gave me the mindset of this year, since he didn't give up on me, I'm not going to give up on him.
Oh, that's nice, man.
100% throughout the whole season. Every practice, no matter what it is, coming through any type of winter breaks.
Right.
Not taking them off, nothing. Right. Doing any tournament. Give him what he gave me, basically.
Right, right.
So, basically, then he took me to the city champ.
Yeah. Coach Cisco, real quick, don't lose that. I'm about to give you like a 10-year homework assignment. Mm-hmm. When you see me, what's today? February of 25.
Yeah.
When you see me in 10 years, man, I want to hear the update on these two dudes.
Yeah, sir,
you know
yes,
what
sir.
I mean? Like I really do, man. When these guys are about to be 30 years old and they're approaching that new chapter of life that we all know is coming, they seem to have such a high level of admiration for what you've done for them. I just want to hear their update. I want you to tell me, hey, man, you know, Talik is married now. He works with such and such. He got two. I just want to hear their update, yes, right? Because I think it's going to be fun to hear. But he takes you to go to cities. And then, like, so what is it about wrestling that you like, man?
The discipline that it gave me.
Mm.
It gave me to not give up. There's been so many matches that I've been on my back ready to get pinned turned around and won the match myself. It's really showed me how to live throughout tough situations.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
We started off and I said you got to be tough. You two got these great, beautiful smiles, man, young men. Y'all dudes, you know what I mean? Y'all come in here, y'all good-looking guys. But that's the toughness. So when I started to learn, and Cisco, you might have heard me share this at meetings before. When I started to really learn about wrestling, when I was a kid and I saw wrestling, and no knock to it, but they were just the guys in the tights. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand it. If somebody would have brought me in there back then, I could have been a better understanding human being, right? Like, just in real talk, I didn't get it. Just saw the guys wrestling, and I played a winter sport, which was my primary sport. So I never really, you know, I would go watch my school buddies wrestle. But I'm just having fun after school, right? Because what else? I transform and I get into this role that I'm in for the school system, and I remember my first time really seeing it, and I was like, oh, these might be the toughest kids I've ever met in my life. Like, wrestlers are the toughest kids I've ever. I mean, I say that all the time. I share that in meetings. I share it all the time. You have to be tough to get onto that mat and wrestle with the discipline within the rules of the sport.
Absolutely.
That's not just like, hey, man, let me get this dude the elbow to the face because I'm frustrated, right? Like you have to be tough. So you have to have that discipline to not go outside the rules, but then also the strength, the endurance to all these things that you have to be able to do to compete. What do you look for when you're looking for wrestlers, man? I know you talked about determination and those things, man, but like, you know, Marion Franklin has really in Central High been known for wrestling for a long time. So you wrestled there, didn't you, at one
yes,
point
sir.
When you were a kid?
Yes,
long
yes,
time ago?
A little bit ago. Not too long.
Not a long time ago, just a little
yeah,
bit ago.
Just long enough.
Tell me what makes Marion Franklin wrestling important to you. What do you bring as a coach that was a part of the lens from when you were a kid?
I'd say the overall tradition, the winning tradition, I'll say that. Coming in, I was the same way. I've never wrestled before in my life. My coach.
Mm, who was your coach?
So my coaches were Derek Oney, okay. Eagle Long. I mean, Bill Eagle.
Yeah.
And then Elmer Long.
Okay, yeah, give them love. We give love.
Yes, sir,
here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. They're honestly the reason why I'm the man I am today. Mm. I'll say that for 120%.
See what I'm saying? That's why I want to hear about these guys. I want to hear the 10-year story
yeah.
because I want to hear what their story
yeah.
is.
So, yeah. Like I said, I mean, the winning tradition. And you become a family with wrestling. Like, I've met in life right now, my best friends, my few closest friends that I have, I met during wrestling.
Okay.
My assistant coach is my best friend
yeah.
who I met during wrestling. And what I look for when I look for wrestling, I just look for kids who are going to push,
yeah.
who are not going to give up when it gets hard.
Right.
Kids who, you know, even if they do take a few bumps and a few losses, they're not going to give up.
Yeah.
Because this is a sport to where you come and you don't, you know, you don't have it immediately,
mm-hmm.
you're going to take a lot of bumps. You're going to take a lot of bruises. You're going to take a lot of losses.
Yeah.
But then it becomes a process with any sport. It's
right.
a process. So you have to trust the process. You have to know that it's going to come with those losses. It's going
right.
to come with hard work. It's going to come with days you want to quit.
Right.
So I just kind of fill out the vibes, fill out the room, and just go from there. I'll allow anybody to come up and wrestle.
Come on, come figure it out, right? Like you anybody. Said, hey, the open door. Come if you want to get
I'll
in
allow
there.
Anybody to, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's, if and like I've been telling you, you come, you will be a champion. Yeah. You know, if you stick with it.
Let me share this out from a different perspective. Not that you haven't said it. And I'm a be a cheerleader. I'm throwing my pom poms up for wrestling, right? And I say that because this is one of the differences that I see. There's a handful of sports, and we got everything here in Columbus City. You know, we got kids that are out there swimming. We got kids wrestling. We got kids playing tennis. We got all this stuff going on, right? And there's these individualized sports, running track, playing in a tennis match. You know, these things are individualized. So there's not a team, you know. But I don't know that there's any one of them that requires you to dig down so deep in yourself as wrestling does. Because you can't blame anybody in wrestling. You get on the mat. It's another person standing across from you. And in their mind, they thinking, hey, man, I'm about to put you in one of these moves and bottleneck you or whatever it is, man, and throw you on the mat. And I'm trying to get somebody to tap you up out of here, right? And in other sports, you know, like even you take like a tennis, the opponent, you never touch each other. So, yeah, they might have you running all around the court, but you don't touch each other. Track and field, you don't touch each other. We just run down the lane, right? And wrestling, it's up close and personal, right? And you typically don't find that in individualized sports. So, Talik, we'll come back to you. What is it about the sport that had you come back? What do you like about it?
The mentality of winning. I say the winning and the determination because when I joined, everybody was in the mindset of winning. Everybody wanted it, and I wanted to be a part of that team. You know, just wrestling in general, it comes with a lot of adversity. It can break you. It can make you. Mm. It can make you quit. Yeah. Made me quit this year. I was going through a lot of things.
Yeah.
I told Scott, I'm like, I don't want to do this no more. He was like, come back for cities. You know, we need a team. We need a leader that's going to lead the team.
Yeah.
Came back and won cities. Right. I was surprised. I'm like, three-peat? Yeah. Like, I'm shocked. I'm like, Cisco, three?
Come on. Not one, not two, but three.
Three
of them in a row. Right. Yes,
and
indeed,
then, like,
right?
Just Cisco, I was like, sometimes I'll be wanting to do it, I'll be letting Cisco down inside. Like, that's just how I feel because he's done a lot for me. He's been reaching out.
Yeah.
This down to third. So it's just like giving up on Cisco just hurt.
Yeah.
So I came back. Cities, won cities.
Right.
Won sectionals. Now we off the districts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's got to be a good feeling. So I don't want you to give up all the special sauce, but what are some of the ingredients that you think makes it be a winning program then? Because, see, let me share this real quick. The lens that I have, which is different than coaches, which I totally get, right? I see some programs within Central High, but more specifically in our league, right, that are not always the most competitive. Mm-hmm. But it's a winning program.
Right.
There's a lot of good stuff going on there. But, you know, maybe they haven't found that other ingredient to be able to be as competitive as they want. But it sounds like you got a pretty good balance going here. You got young people who believe in you. Apparently, unless you just paid them a lot to say these nice things for you today, right? You got young people who believe in you. But you all are also producing some competitive results. So what is it? What's your dust that you sprinkling in over there? What's the Coach Cisco wrestling dust, man? And before you answer that. Right. I want to go back. You said one of the coaches you didn't wrestle. Who's the coach that you named that brought you into it?
So the person
which one
that
gets the credit? Yeah, come on. Who gets the credit for talking to you in the
Elmer
hallway?
Long,
Elmer Long catches you in the hallway.
When I was in middle school.
I
was an eighth grader. He was the safety security officer at RIP to Barry Middle School. When I was going to
that
Barry.
That was nice. Little Barry, love out here. Man, my middle school is still open, Columbus City Schools.
Must be nice.
Hey, look, you never know, right?
You never know.
There's challenging times, but we will often share. Hey, look, we got a good thing going on, folks. Come on, you want to find a place to educate your child. But you at Barry Middle School, Elmer Long, safety and security.
Yep, he just one of those cool guys. He was a great guy. I mean, good personality.
What weight did you wrestle? Let's get on it.
I wrestled.
What were you, 106?
125 and then like 135.
Okay, so not 106.
Yeah, no, I was never that
small. Not that small, okay.
Yeah, so,
106ers is tough, though.
No, they are, yeah. My little 106 is strong as heck, man.
Right.
No,
so he comes
facial
to you and says what? What does he say
He's
to
like,
you?
Hey, And he does it to everybody. He still does it to this day. He'll grab you and be like, oh, yeah, you about a buck 10. And he was always, he was never less than 5 pounds off. It was crazy. So he had an internal weight scale.
Yeah, he could do the thing at the carnivore fair, right? And make a whole bunch of money, make people lose their money, like, right? Hey, come look at you. He's like, you about one. You know,
I seen that at the fair. They guess your weight size,
man. So he did that. And then I came in. But, you know, I came in as a freshman. I thought I was a man. You know, I was the little small kid that all the little girl, the older girls loved, you know. So I was like big headed.
At least that's how you remember it,
no,
right?
No, that's how I know. So my freshman year, I went out, and mind you, I knew nothing about it. I tried to put a kid in an arm bar. I got in trouble. That's illegal.
Oh, I was going to say arm bar. You're not allowed to do
no,
that?
No, you can't do that. No, I was WWE in my head.
Oh, so, got you. Yeah.
So freshman year, I didn't have the grades.
Hulk Hogan type stuff.
I wouldn't say I was never a bad kid. It was just more so I was just worried about the wrong thing.
Ornery,
I was all about the girls.
Yeah, okay.
All about it. All right. So I didn't come out my freshman year because I didn't have the grades.
Okay.
And also, not to mention, fun fact, Bill Eagle, love you to death, hated me as a freshman because I was just a not.
Hate's probably the wrong word. I'm being serious because we, you know, and I say that because
strongly dislike.
Well, you know, let me share this. I've said this at almost any speaking engagement I've ever had. If you're a kid right now at a school, moms, dads, I want you to listen up, aunties, grandmas, who's ever over your child. If there's an adult at the school that constantly is talking to your child, that's the one that cares about your kid. It's very easy in the world of education. I've been in it 30 years, so I'm a little bit longer than you, Coach. It's very easy as an adult to be like, you know what? I'm done with them. I'm writing my hands off with that. I stopped caring, right? Because but when I'm constantly talking to you, it's because I do care.
Right.
I'm constantly trying to redirect you and get you to do the right thing. So I know Coach Eagle, and so that's the reason why I intervened, because I want people to hear it differently.
Yeah.
As a kid, you can feel like, ah, man, this person don't like me, right? But I want you to hear there's a different level of care that sometimes an adult is trying to reach you.
Right.
It may come off a little rigid sometimes. It may come off a little rough on the edges. But teenage language, as you are, right, y'all gonna learn, right? It's a little bit different sometimes. You gotta say something to a kid a little differently. So I share that because I don't want that to be
the
energy that's
out
there.
But I also know what I was doing as that kid
indeed.
To give him off that energy.
You pushed him to the limits. You frustrated him.
Times 10.
Yes, indeed. There you go. Love it.
But luckily, I came back and I, you know, Coach Long never gave up on me, even, you know, all the other coaches. I had not come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when I started to grow and started to mature a lot more. And I just fell in love with it. I mean, like I said, it was just the hardest sport I've ever done in my life.
Certainly. I can see that.
And when I was in high school, you know, it's a little bit different now. I mean, our numbers were crazy.
Yeah.
And as a high school wrestler, I never lost a city championship.
Okay.
Never. So.
And how many state championships did you win?
We was high school. Well, technically, I didn't wrestle my freshman year, but we won my sophomore, junior, and senior year.
So you got a three-peat also then. Three-peat as a student.
Yeah, but
three-peat
even
as
with
a
my
coach.
Freshman year, they won also.
Okay.
So.
Dang.
Yeah, so.
They was ooh.
Not even touched. Not even close. Ooh. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah. So he brought me in. I became in love with it. You know, and just never. Never look back.
So tell me the special sauce now. Give us a little bit of ingredients.
The special sauce. A lot of these kids are wrestling because they have relationships with me.
Okay,
a lot of
these
kids are coming in because
rapport means
Cisco.
A lot.
So that's the biggest thing. That's a part of a secret. But also, I'm mixing a lot of fun. So like,
look, hold on, man. I got a spot here in my notes. Is there any fun in wrestling practice? That's what the listeners want to know. I want to know. What can you do that's fun in wrestling?
I mean, we mix it up. I mean, like I said, I always ask for their opinions. Like, hey, what y'all want to do during practice? Like, we'll play dodgeball. We'll even play football. You know, because a lot of these kids, you have to know what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah.
So on times, you know, it's been a hard week. Or, you know, it's even like an off week for us. You know,
so
we'll
you
got to
break
football.
It up a little bit.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, these kids are doing
this. Is music
this.
Playing during practice? Is a little music play?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes.
Okay. Are y'all captains?
Yeah.
How many seniors are there?
Like
three, four,
five.
So you all are two of the five of the seniors.
Yeah, two of
okay,
five.
So your voices are important then, right? And inside of it, helping continue to build it. So you know, you're going through this. Wrestling. Now, so let's talk. You said something earlier, and I got this also in my notes, right? I said, what is the lingo? So, like, you know, in every sport, there's a little bit of, you know, a little bit of yakking going on, right? You said you whipping guys. Is that kind of the energy in a wrestling? Like when you're really winning, are you just out there whipping up on guys? Is that the terms that people use in wrestling? I don't care who anybody. Go ahead, Ares. You know what I mean? What goes through your mind
when it comes to me? Like say like because my win streak was a 14 match win streak that I just had this season.
Nice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I never used those type of terms because
okay.
Because I know what it is like to be whipped
on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My freshman year, I didn't win a match.
Okay.
With the whole
way to stick with it. That's big to share.
Yeah.
So hold on. I'm also curious about this. While wrestling is going on, are there talkers?
Yes.
Are there some people that's out there talking? Is there any? In there, I don't know. Is there trash talking going on in wrestling?
Oh, absolutely.
There is. Yeah. Oh, is he one of the talkers while he's out there on the mat? You a talker on the mat?
Oh, God, is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be talking. I know, because, like, in a city, like, I know I can't beat in a city. And then I like competition, too. So it's like,
come on, let's get it. Here we go.
All the OCCs, like, all those meets, I like those because it's like, it shows me where I'm at in wrestling.
Certainly.
To get better at. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk a lot.
Okay.
I talk a lot.
So let's stay in this space where we're going to shift a little bit. I mean, you guys are multi-sport kids. Like I said a moment ago, you 7-7 guys, right? Y'all are here all the time. And I think I read both of you are track guys as well.
Yes.
Right? Y'all on the same 4x1?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you two, I mean, y'all are super athletes, and y'all are dudes that just get it all the time. Is that fair to say, Coach?
Absolutely.
I want to hear about your journeys a little bit. So how did you get to this space? I mean, have you always just been involved in sports? We'll go to Chile, then we'll come over to you.
We'll
go elder statesman, then young, then young statesman.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been involved in sports since I was little, especially football. I grew up on football. So then when I came to high school.
Who'd you play for, Little League? Who's your youth team?
Westside Dolphins.
Westside, okay, yeah. Get
yeah, Westside
okay.
Dolphins,
did you play youth football?
Yeah, I played for the Little League Red Devils.
Oh, over on the side. You South Side your whole life.
Yeah, whole
my
life.
My God, okay.
Yeah, so I played. Yeah, I played since I was little. Got to my freshman year. I think I started a couple games.
Your freshman year?
Yeah, I went to Hamilton freshman year.
Okay, okay.
So then I scored my first touchdown. Didn't play sophomore year. Came back junior year. Went crazy.
Yeah.
Went crazy. And then senior year, had a blast. And then even in junior year, wrestling came as a city league champion, then track went to states.
Yeah.
Mind you, my first year running track was junior year, and to go to states first year to run track.
You had a good first year out the gate your junior year and some stuff then, man. To be introduced to track and wrestling
and
do well.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, yes indeed. Come on, yes indeed. So Ares, what about you, man? You've been just doing sports your whole life?
Yeah, basically my whole life.
You got a whole deep voice over there too. Yeah, man, my whole
life. I've been playing football my whole life, really. And then once I got to high school, I started, you know, going
figuring
everything
it out.
Else. Yeah, I played soccer, football.
You play soccer?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
I played a little soccer too, man. Hey, soccer is one of them sports that'll get that hand-foot coordination going and helps out with everything else. You know, kids don't know. So if you're not doing something, get on out there. That'll help you out tremendously.
I also play football my freshman year, so I was kind of doing like a two-way thing.
Right, yeah.
And did track and all that. And then like my junior year, that's when we went to states. That's when things start getting big. Broke regional records.
Yeah,
records.
And had fastest times in the states.
Y'all was moving. I remember. Y'all was moving, man. Yeah. Y'all got it. You know, there's a lot of pride. So being from Central Ohio, man, I'm a Columbus guy. Out east, my whole life, my family's always lived out east. And you know, like when I was in school, it didn't make sense on what school you went to, because like where you live, you could live on this side of the street, somebody else live across the street, and they go to one school and they were sending up. They were doing a lot of weird stuff, right? Either way, Marion Franklin has always had a high energy and reputation.
That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.